T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Yeah, spring football for high school, I believe, is officially over. I don't know if anybody's going today. This has been last week. I see everybody's kind of wrapping it up. You know what that means, right? I mean, that means a lot of colleges in town all doing that recruiting. Head coach can't be down here, but all the assistant coaches are going out there and trying to figure out in this super talented Dade Broward area, and that means it's time to bring in Larry Bluestein. Blue, how you doing this morning, man?
Doing great, Joe. It's kind of sorry to see the spring end, but you know what? It was really productive. I've probably never been, I guess because I was, you know, for a couple of months, I wasn't able to do it. So I hit the ground running. I saw everything, saw a lot of the college's coaches, talked to a lot of the college coaches. And it kind of ends today. They have Columbus and North Miami Beach play at 5. And then there's a jamboree type of event up at Coral Glades. So after this, it's starting next week, everybody disperses to all the college camps and the 7-on-7s, which is fun and great to attend. You know, Miami, FIU, FAU, locally will have events along with St. Thomas University and then statewide. And I'm going to be on the road a lot and get the chance to see a lot of the talent.
Blue, I was looking at it again last night. It's incredible, the class of wide receivers in just the two counties. Is this as deep as you've seen at the wide receiver position? I don't mean like 3 or 4 guys. I'm talking about a lot of Power 5 wide receivers.
Well, you know, I mean, according to like 24/7, it's a source. I mean, they don't get a chance to see everybody, but in the top 12, they have 3 kids from Dade and Broward, which is really good in the state. You know, we know Brandon Innes, and people kind of try to knock Brandon, and because he's been out there so long since the 8th grade. But there's nothing to knock. I mean, the kid is easily one of the best route runners I've seen in 20 years. And it's because he doesn't have that blazing burst, but he's by far the best athlete of all the receivers in this state. I mean, he could play 5-6 positions, but he plays the receiver position real well. The kid that really has shot up the boards, in the spring is Hakeem Williams from Stranahan. Big kid, you know, I mean, 6'3", 195 or so, and he played basketball.
Wow, yeah.
And then Jaylen Brown, you know, from Gulliver Prep. Everybody went to see him. When I went down to see their spring game against Key West, I mean, there was no less than 25 schools there. And obviously he was the marquee kid to see. You have Robbie Washington from Killian, who could play a slot, could play a running back. And then Nathaniel Joseph, who I think, even though he's committed to Clemson, I think he doesn't get the respect that he deserves. I mean, he's an instant, you watch him. And then, you know, sometimes, you know how it is when you see somebody, you know, like when you went to see Tyreek Hill, and then all of a sudden you go, oh, that's why.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, he's that type of guy. I mean, you know, and so, yeah, it's deep. I mean, you have other kids in South Florida that are going to, you know, make the kid Fowles from Dade Christian, a long kid at 6'3", 6'4", type of guy. So, yeah, I mean, and it's not just the receivers. Obviously, we get a lot of the shine on the receivers because this is probably the deepest group. But you know, you look at a lot of the kids, you know, linemen are starting to emerge, and obviously running backs. I mean, you know, the kid Fletcher, who's a big-time kid. And the greatest thing that you find in recruiting, especially with the transfer portal, is you'll run into, you know, I saw Manny Diaz from Penn State and a lot of the other coaches who were out there, and they're still recruiting these kids very hard that have already committed.
Of course.
You know, it's been like that in the past, Joe, but I think more so this year because of the transfer portal and other things. They want to make sure that they lock down the best football talent around.
So I want to ask you, because people ask me, give me a couple of guys, if you were to rank just for you, the top two or three players in Dade Broward. I don't care what position. Could you give me a couple of guys at the top of the list?
Well, obviously, Brandon Innes would be one of my, if not my favorite, one of the top kids. I've had him number one since he was, you know, very young. You can't ignore Jaylen Brown. So obviously, we hit on two pretty decent receivers to start the deal off. I also have pretty high. I mean, you gotta think that Reuben Bain, who is being pursued by everybody, Miami.
Right.
Probably has the inside track. And that's the best thing, too, because – and not no knock on Rick or anybody who's been head coach, but Miami's been so present at a lot of these events. You know, I mean, obviously the kid Samuel Mpemba from IMG, you know, you don't get a chance to see him much, but Miami's been on him. A lot of people are predicting that he would end up there. You know, like I said, Reuben Bain is one of those guys, you know, like if Miami's to come up with him, here's a guy like Leonard Taylor who Alabama covets, you know, I mean, and that's what I'm saying. You get a lot of, and that hasn't happened, you know, in the past with the regime, the kid Mark Fletcher, even though he's committed to Ohio State, you could bet that everybody and their mothers still trying to shake him loose because
right.
He's a big back, a difference maker. The Damari Brown kid from American Heritage, who everybody's looking at cornerback. There's so many kids. And yesterday, St. Thomas Aquinas had their blue and gold inner squad spring game. And, you know, a kid like Javont Brown, a linebacker who a lot of people are looking at. I know Michigan's really high on him. A kid that came from Deerfield Beach. So you've got a lot of talent. And like we always, Damian Fagan, the defensive back from American Heritage, he's another kid.
Good God, man. American Heritage has got some big-time kids again. Wow.
Yeah, they do. But I'll tell you what, and I told you last week, if I had to write out the box right now, the early top three teams would be Chaminade, Central, St. Thomas in that order.
Wow.
Chaminade's so loaded. We had a chance to watch them on Wednesday. They're so stacked with talent. It's crazy. You know, the kids that they got in are all not role players. They're kids that are going to be able to plug into the,
right,
you know, to the two deep real quick. And obviously we know Central is, you know, even though Roland has moved over to University of Miami, Coach Joseph has done a great job, disciplinarian, and he has a lot of talent. And we know St. Thomas is always going to be in the mix.
You know, it's funny, and I actually asked around too, is, you know, these coaches leave, like American Heritage and Central. You wonder, like, usually when a guy as good as those two coaches and the reputation they had, now one with the Miami Dolphins, the other with the Miami Hurricanes, you kind of wonder, oh boy, there's going to be some schools trying to get in. And those guys look like they stayed pretty loyal to both Central and American Heritage Plantation, staying there with their new coach, huh?
The common bond with both of those coaches, with Coach Smith and also with Coach Joseph, is they were the right-hand men to the guys that left. So, I mean, they were entrenched. I mean, they were really like co-head coaches. So, you know, nothing – you know, yeah, Roland, 8 state titles, is 3 in a row. You know, we know Roland's a stud when it comes to coaching. He's a great guy. And the same thing with Pat. But, you know, the next, just like in football and the players, the next guy steps up, you know.
Yeah.
And both of those coaches were more than ready for this opportunity. And, no, they didn't. None of them lost kids. And they won't. You know, the upper tier teams are not going to lose kids, and that's a fact. I mean, it's just a way of the life. And I think the one theme that I found out this year, and I know it gets a lot of you like this because I get tell the coaches what I'm thinking. And when they come to me, you know, and you go to different schools and they go, well, we're young and, you know, we got a lot of young kids who are really good. But like I say to them, I said, well, those young kids are going to be pretty good in a couple of 2 years and they may not be here, you know, and yes. That's just the way of life. I mean, it's just, you know, everybody wants to, as my buddy would say, hold that $40 wood trophy at the end of the year. And it's just, it's prestige, you know, and you know, you've been around this thing for a long time, that some people would just like to go to a school to be there. It doesn't matter if they're, you know, playing or not, just to be part of that winning, you know, tradition.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, hey, for some, but
yeah. So let's jump into this. I haven't really talked to you that much about it, but Broward has put together all these games. That's Broward versus USA. I don't know how they pulled this off, but some of the best teams in different states, including one of the top teams out in California, going to be coming out here. They're all going to be televised from ESPN down. What are your thoughts on St. Thomas Aquinas, American Heritage, Plantation, Chaminade, we've already talked about, Cardinal Gibbons, and then also Dillard, Western, and Stranahan. What are your thoughts on getting those games here?
Well, you know what? Here's a great thing. The game hasn't even been played yet, and there are high schools, big notable high schools from around the country that already won in for next year. So, I mean, it kind of, you know, you got to give credit to all the people who made this, you know, a reality. And obviously Stranahan's going to be playing Life Christian Academy of Virginia, which is a pretty good team. Western gets to go against Johns Creek of Georgia, a perennial power. You know, when you take a look at Dillard, they get a chance to go against Rock Creek Christian of Maryland. And Gibbons plays DeMatha, Hyattsville DeMatha. Oof, you know, this is a program that, you know, Morgan Wooten made famous for basketball, but they've done really well in football. Heritage gets to go against Los Alamitos. We had Zach Poff from Max Preps on our show a couple weeks ago, and he talked about that team, how they're reloading, but they're still very talented. They reload like we reload down here. St. Thomas gets to go against St. Joe's of Pennsylvania, perennial power, top five, top six team every year. That's going to be a marquee game. And then Chaminade gets to go against the St. John's team that South Florida hasn't had a lot of success. About 7-8 years ago, they beat Central in five overtimes up there, and they beat Deerfield Beach as well. So, yeah, there's marquee teams. It's 2 days, August 25th through 27th, and I'm excited because it puts Broward, not only Broward County but the state of Florida in a good spotlight. And for once, Joe, these teams, you know, our teams don't have to go out of state. I mean, you know, we always wonder, well, when are these teams going to come here? Well, there's your answer.
Well, and one better now. Are we still working on this Central and St. Thomas Aquinas thing, or is it just not going to happen? It seems like the new athletic director, Twan Russell, might be interested and could get this thing done. I still don't understand. What they're usually one or two every year, or one, two, when you talk about best teams at the end of the year. Why don't they play each other? Why can't I just think there's a lot of good games here, man. We don't have to leave, and it would be nice. And I know it's a Broward thing, and for them getting it done, but that thing needs to happen, man. People would be interested in that, and you get a nice crowd. Central and St. Thomas at the right location is going to bring a lot of folks.
Well, you know what? I agree, but now there's so many matchups there could be, and if you look at like Chaminade's schedule, there's the only schedule that I've seen that even comes close is Venice, which is they have four state champions that they're on their schedule. But I understand what you're saying. But let's look at St. Joe's getting a chance to play St. Thomas Aquinas, and Central right out of the gate goes to IMG.
And if
there's any team that has an opportunity in the state of Florida to beat IMG, it's Central. And Central,
they have a chance to win that game, you know, because if they have a chance to win that game, they're really good, because that IMG thing is, it, as you know, that's a different level.
I think they do. I mean, they have the, you know, you have enough coming back for Central, and plus you have marquee kids. Sure. There's nobody at Central that doesn't feel like that.
Oh, no, I know they don't feel that way. Those kids are tough.
Right. I mean,
I agree.
Yeah, they are. I mean, you could be realistic and say, hey, well, you know, it's an all-star team, and I understand that. That IMG has the best of the best, but Central doesn't back off of anybody,
yeah.
And that's the one thing about our South Florida teams, and nobody could ever accuse these powers, especially over the last 4 or 5 years, of ducking anybody, Joe. They haven't, they won't, and that's a good thing. Northwestern plays a heavy schedule. They play Venice. They play Chaminade.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, so, and I think, and I told you a couple of weeks ago, I think Northwestern could be a real sleeper. They have a lot of talent. And Max is one of the great coaches. And before I go, I had the opportunity to go to Booker T. Washington. And I will tell you this, they're on their way back. I mean,
are they really?
There's no coach, and I will say it now, that makes an immediate impact like Ice Harris.
Yeah.
I mean, this guy is just a great X's and O's guy. But the one thing is, he's disciplined. Discipline, and those kids have changed over the last year. Take nothing away from Coach Cox. Did a really, really good job. But Ice Harris is at
no,
a different level.
He is always one of our favorites, man. Yep. So glad to see him back in high school, man. I'm with you. Hey, Blue, this has been great, man. You know, I could just go straight without breaks, and we just could keep rolling. So I appreciate you coming on to tease us a little bit here. And this is going to be fun to see how good the teams are, as well as where all these top players are going to be going. And, boy, did you tease us with some of those names. Thank you, Blue.
No doubt. All right, we'll check with you in the summer, too. All right, Joe, thanks.
All right, Larry Bluestein, our high school football insider. We got a lot more coming up here in the show, but first I got to talk to you about my friends at Air Around the Clock. Air conditioning and plumbing. You betcha, man. I talk about the air conditioning for the last 30 years. Yep, not only do I talk about them, I use them. I buy my air conditioning units from them. Yeah, I got two beautiful Rheem air conditioning units right now in the house. But I want to talk about something else that's important. It's just as important. That's plumbing. And you know, when Around the Clock does something, they do it big. And the plumbers they have are big-time plumbers. They're really good at what they do. And take care of all your daily problems. You know, the toilets, the sinks, the leaks, something's plugged up, all those kind of things where you can't fix it yourself and you need a professional come out and give you great service 7 days a week. Always working, just like the air conditioning part, the plumbing part. And we do a couple other things that make us real special in the plumbing company at Around the Clock Plumbing. Yeah, we got a box truck filled with all size Rheem water heaters for same day installation. How's that sound? Huh? How's that sound? The water heater's not working. It blows out water all over the place. You're frustrated. You're mad. Well, now we have to order it. No, you don't have to order it and wait a couple days. No. Got them in stock, ready to go for you. Rheem water heaters. Rheem. And Around the Clock Air Conditioning and Plumbing, man, they are partners for life. Same day installation, financing plans. All you have to do if you have a problem today or this weekend, 855-PLUMBER. 855-PLUMBER for Air Around the Clock Air Conditioning and Plumbing.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.